You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey, Days of Our Lives fans, it's Soap Dirt on YouTube, and we've got your Days of Our Lives weekly comings and goings for your favorite NBC Peacock soap. We're going to dig right in. There are two possible deaths this week. There is somebody big coming over from the Beyond Salem universe. There's a whole bunch to unpack. Exciting stuff happening next week on Days of Our Lives with casting. If you haven't already, reach down, click that subscribe button so you don't miss any of our casting updates, spoilers, comings and goings, all the stuff you need to know to get ready to watch Days of Our Lives and know what's happening. Let's dig in. So one of the first things we want to talk about is, of course, the newly minted Damara, which is, of course, Dimitri von Leuschner, who's played by the very handsome Peter Porta, and he is on contract. So we are going to see a lot more of him. It looks like he is going to have the charges against him dropped very soon, because this coming week, Megan is out of prison, and she was part of the contract negotiation. Kristen is out of prison. She was also part of it. So that is Dimitri's mom and aunt. And they make a beeline, it looks like, over to the Damara mansion to upset EJ Damara, which is always fun. So I imagine it's not going to be too long before we are going to see Dimitri von Leuschner back in Salem as well. So the big transfer coming over from Days of Our Lives Beyond Salem Chapter 1 is Lord Sebastian Alamein. And he is reportedly related to Dimitri. He, of course, is played by Noah Huntley. And we are going to see Steve Johnson running into him, is what my note says. So that is exciting stuff. If you haven't watched Beyond Salem Chapter 1, or you don't remember, so Sebastian Alamein was part of he was tied closely to the Dimitri thing. They were both chasing the Alameinian peacock jewel thing. And it's been a while since I watched it, so I'm trying to remember. And I think Dimitri got his hands on it, but then it ended up going back to Lord Sebastian because it is property of the Alamein family. So no word if it's the jewels or what is going to bring him back, but he is back on May 24th, which is this coming Wednesday. And we anticipate, well, he's obviously going to have scenes with Patch, but you know, is this going to be a one and done, or is he sticking around to be a problem? That's exciting because Vivian Alamein is headed back soon. Louise Sorrell has resumed the part. She is already back shooting. And I have to wonder if Lord Sebastian is going to stick around and interact with Vivian. We do know that, well, we've heard there's some chatter that Vivian is supposedly moving things around behind the scenes to make her play because she wants to help Stefan take the crown at Damara Enterprises. So although we're going to see Lord Sebastian having scenes with Steve Johnson, perhaps he's also doing the bidding of Vivian, who is nestled behind bars right now, but who could be on the loose at any time. We are also going to have more scenes this week, but what might also be final scenes, because it's likely they're not going to stick around too much longer. Christopher Sean as Paul Narita, and we're also going to see more of Colton Little fighting his way out of Andrew Donovan's hostage situation. This week, we see John Black heading to San Francisco to see Paul. That also happens on Wednesday, May 24th. He wants to tell his son in person that Paul's boyfriend, Andrew, has been taken hostage by Dimitri. And in the latest Days of Our Lives promo, if you want to see that and see the breakdown and analysis in regard to the current spoilers, head over to our Days of Our Lives playlist after you get done with the comings and goings here, and you can check out the promo, and we talk a lot more about that and what's going on with the guys. So another huge thing happening in comings and goings is two potential deaths this week. We have got Wicked Colin Bedford, played by Jasper Newman, and also possibly getting grievously injured or dead is Talia Hunter, played by Akitra Civilian. And how this is going to come out is I'm expecting Colin to die, but maybe Talia lands on him and she survives. You know, I don't know. They've they've been really careful with the official spoilers, where after this showdown on like Monday and Tuesday of this coming week, May 22nd and May 23rd, there are no official spoilers with either their names on them. And that is no doubt to leave us wondering who's going to die. So the Friday cliffhanger, we had Colin up on the roof. He had Paulina Price at gunpoint. He had assaulted Mayor Abe Carver and left him. And then he called Chanel and lured her up to the roof. So she's up there distraught about her mom. Two other people joined them on the roof of the Salem Inn. We're going to be up to a population count on the roof of 5. That's going to be Colin, Paulina, Chanel, Talia, and her cop sister, Jada Hunter. So Jada's up there with her gun pointed on at Colin. Colin tosses Paulina aside and he grabs Chanel, has the gun to Chanel's head. Jada's very upset about it, and Talia is extremely upset about it, and Talia decides to get involved. And so she flings herself at Colin. This is all in the new promo. Check it out on our Days playlist. And you can see in the very last seconds of the promo that Colin and Talia go together off the edge of the roof. Now, let it be said, we have had people go off the roof of buildings in Salem and have survived. It was Princess Gina pushed Jennifer Horton off, I think. I'm going to have to go back and look at that. But I think that's what it was. And oh yeah, it was. Because then Jennifer was in a coma, and that's when Kate fooled around with Jack Devereaux. That's what it was. That was a taller building, and Jennifer was in a coma for a while and then came out of it. And that was thanks to Princess Gina taking over, or the Princess Gina persona taking over Hope Brady. So the big question is, will Colin or Talia survive? On the promo, you can hear Jada in anguish. I tend to think they're probably not going to kill off Talia, because she actually seems to have a genuine romantic connection with Chanel that is growing, despite her initial statement that she really wasn't into chicks and was doing this just for Colin. As for Colin himself, he's pretty useless. He's irredeemable, and Sloan needs him. Sloan Peterson needs him well shut of her life so that she can move on with Eric Brady. So I tend to speculate that Colin might die, but Talia might live. I think it's going to be one death, but we'll see. If he does survive, he's going to be tossed over in Statesville Prison, which of course has a revolving door. So that means he might live to villain another day in Salem. Hey, if you haven't already, reach down, click that subscribe button so you don't miss any of our Days of Our Lives casting news. Everything you need to know about your favorite soap opera. Check out our Days of Our Lives playlist to stay current on all the happenings and see all the really good spoiler videos over there. Let us know in the comments, are you hoping that Colin dies? Are you happy to see him go over the roof? And are you excited there's a new Demara in town, or do you think, oh my gosh, there's just way too many Demaras? Peter Port is really cute, and I'm enjoying Dimitri. You know, there's a whole lot they can do with his character. I'm very curious if he's Beau Brady's son. Share what you think about that in the comments below too. And we'll have to see how this all unfolds on Days of Our Lives this week.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.